We get things underway this afternoon by getting on board the telephone line and welcoming in, well, a new friend to the show. You hear every week on our wellness tips from Wilcox Wellness and Fitness. We are so happy to be joined by Paige Wilcox. Hello there, Paige.
Hi there. How are you? I'm so excited to be here.
Well, it's so great to have you on the show and have Wilcox Wellness and Fitness be a part of what you do. For anybody who doesn't know, can you talk about the business and how long you guys have been doing it and what your mission is?
Thank you so much. Yes, so we are Wilcox Wellness and Fitness. We're a private personal training facility here in Bangor. We also have a franchise location in Brunswick, Maine, and we offer private and group personal training. So anytime our clients come to the gym, they're working with a trainer, and the trainer takes care of everything for them. Our mission is to inspire people to enhance their life by forming healthy habits that they can sustain for a lifetime. So with our clients, we work to support all aspects of healthy living, including healthy nutrition habits, a healthy positive mindset, and then, of course, the fitness aspect of what we do.
Well, and that's one of the things we love is how you guys look at the total picture. It's not just about getting a workout in. That's certainly important, but there's so much more that goes into that. And what drives the passion that you have for wellness and fitness?
You know, for me, I have a background in business. I have a master's in business administration. And I rode the bench for Class C sports. But for me, it's really about living my life without limitations and allowing others to live their life without limitations. And I know that's a really vague comment, but for what that means to us is having the energy to play with your kids, being able to hike up a mountain at a minute's notice and enjoy it, and really do all the things in life that you love doing and enjoy it because you have that base level of fitness where you're feeling really good and you have the confidence in your body to do the things that you love doing.
Well, we were drawn to what you do when a friend of mine shared a post that you had on social media about your grandmother, and I thought it was such a wonderful message. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's incredible. So this was about my Oma, my Austrian grandmother, and she is just turned 90 years old. We all got COVID tested so that we could celebrate her birthday, and I was having a conversation with her just saying, Oma, this must be so hard for you. She's in a community that's a retirement community that's been locked down since March. And earlier this summer was the first time that she really had been able to see her family for her birthday celebration. And I was just saying, this must be so difficult for you. And she looked at me dead in the eye, as any good Austrian grandmother would. And she said, this is not hard, Paige. My grandmother grew up in Austria during World War II. So what was hard for her was having air raids where there were bombs being dropped on her village and needing to go down to the basement and really hoping that the rest of her family had also made it to the basement to be safe and coming up and seeing what devastation or not devastation had happened after that moment in time had passed. What was hard was being hungry, not having enough food to eat during the war, and having her father away and not knowing if he was dead or alive or if he would be able to find his way back. So I just remember that anytime the remote learning feels difficult or the pivoting my business feels difficult or being stuck at home with two little kids feels difficult, that this is hard for a lot of people, and it is hard in a lot of ways, but we are very privileged in the fact that we live in the state of Maine and that we're not getting bombs dropped on our head.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And it's such a great perspective. And you know, with what we're going through, and everybody's got their own set of challenges in dealing with the pandemic, and you and your husband trying to balance childcare and running a business, and we've all got extra stresses. And to me, that just underscores how important it is to take care of yourself to be able to take care of other people.
Absolutely. That's that's the most important thing, right? If you're not taking care of yourself, you're not able to perform at your best. And I really believe that it is each of us, our individual responsibility to take care of our own health, fitness, and wellness first so that we can perform at our best for all of the people that depend on us.
We're talking with Paige Wilcox from Wilcox Wellness and Fitness. Well, one of the things we're so excited about is having you present us every week with wellness tips. We kicked those off last week, and I love the fact that you're building around a different theme each month.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So last month we were talking all about body confidence and body positivity, which is incredibly important. This month we're going to be talking about something a little more concrete, conquering the cravings. I know a lot of us probably reverted to some sugary or not so good foods during the quarantine period, or maybe you are like me and camp life has gotten a little flexible with your nutrition plan. And so the guide that's coming out and the theme for the month of September is conquering those cravings and getting over them. So I'm really excited about that, and just excited to be able to provide some tips, strategies, tools, and resources for the listeners here to level up their life, whatever that means to them.
And for people who want to get some help with that, there are a lot of ways they can do it. They can go to the Facebook page, they can visit your website at wilcoxwellnessfitness.com, and they can even text you, right?
That's right. Yes, we have a text, Rich. I don't remember the code, to get the previous guide, to get the body confidence guide.
Well, all people have to do is listen, because we'll hear from you a little bit later on in the show, and they'll get all that information. But Paige,
I'm sweating here.
Paige, we love having you guys be a part of what we do. We're so glad to have you on our team, and we look forward to hearing those wellness tips every week. And it's so great to have you join us live here this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Paige.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Paige Wilcox, Wilcox Wellness and Fitness. You'll hear the next wellness tip tomorrow afternoon at 4:45 right here on Downtown.